Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this celebration of Pentecost comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, and I will read portions of it as we go. But let us pray. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you know that all of this happened to you? What we read in the Acts of the Apostles. Yes, you. Verse 17, and it will be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all people. On you and me. Well, first, we are in the last days. That day, the day 2,000 years ago that started the last days, as yes, the end began on Pentecost. His Holy Spirit has gone out, still goes out, and comes and resides with you and in you, all those who are baptized. You have this Spirit, God, who came on Pentecost. You say, okay, but I haven't prophesied, and my kids have not seen visions, nor has old granddad seen dreams. Well, of a biblical sort, anyway. Are you sure about that? I know the great events of the apostolic age seem to have faded away a long time ago. It is gone. Is it gone then? No, but it is only when the Spirit wills it that it still happens. Because people still have spiritual dreams. How many are affected by their dreams? Some for good and some for bad. But God still uses them today. Healings still occur by miracle today. Ask any doctor if he has seen unexplainable cures. But truly, any work of God in the earth is a miracle. We miss them most of the time. But if he did not intervene on a constant basis, then all would die. I mean right now, immediately. Everything would crumble. It is all by God's grace and work here and now that life goes on. He does intervene, and that right from the beginning. He covered Adam and Eve's sin. He also promised Jesus to come and permanently fix things. Jesus did. He came and covered your sin. Jesus paid for all sin. He still intervenes. You were baptized. You are here as proof. And the very fact that you breathe still is a miracle. Why? Because sin brings death, and it is only by God's grace and mercy that everyone is not put to death because of their sin right now. It is a miracle that the world has not been ended a long time ago. Miracle of grace. Miracle of life. Miracle of healing each and every day. Each time your body wards off sickness, and each time a doctor administers a cure, and each time people get well with no seeming cause. What, no permanent health to be had here? No, not even for Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead. He died again when he was old. And we remembered just a little while ago all those who fought and died in wars to secure our freedom. Many have asked, where was their miracle to save them? The answer is that it already happened. Jesus came and paid for them, paid for their very lives. He died to kill death. He rose to restore life, their lives, your life, everlasting life. So we confess, I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Life, power, wealth, health, and joy, not here, but in the life to come. That is permanent. This here is not. All those Jesus healed most likely got a cold that next winter. Some probably died of some infectious disease. But still, they all died sometime later. Yet all those that believed in the Lord of life live with him now. Okay, but what about things like prophecy? What was being talked about later in the text there? Every time someone stands up for their faith, they are prophesying. When the truth comes out of your mouth declaring the works and word of God, that is prophecy. Really, truth coming from a sinner, an avowed enemy of the truth, a born enemy of God, now that is a miracle wrought only by the Holy Ghost. That is a miracle. I don't know if you've ever seen it that way before. A sinner declaring truth, the truth of God, by the Holy Ghost. For no one can know these things, the truth, unless it is revealed to them by God alone. No one can say such things either, other than by the Holy Spirit. Now, all that other stuff in the text, like wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. Well, as usual in the books of the prophets, they tell of the entire span of time. These verses are talking about the very end. We are in the last days, but not in that last day. At least, I don't think so. Someone go check the skies, please. No, but it could be today. Right now. Any minute. Any day. You see this. It was started. It was inaugurated. And even those things that did happen on that day still can happen today, as the Spirit wills. It is all in his hands, not ours. Jesus talks about this in John chapter 3. We do not know where the winds come from or where it is going. This is how the Spirit works. Years, hundreds of years between some of them. The Holy Spirit picks the time and place. Yes, so if we read the great happenings, those great shows of power by God, they happen few and far between, even not in the miracles themselves. Miracles don't bring faith. It is the Word that saves. It brings faith and life in the forgiveness of sins. Nothing else matters. Not anything else will fix things but the forgiveness of sins. There is nothing else. That is what the Word and sacraments do. Talk about real miracles from mere water and bread and wine, I'm talking about. Guess what they actually bring? Forgiveness. And forgiveness brings love, brings good, brings us together with him and each other. Nothing else will do this. This is why Jesus came to earth. We need only this, and from this all good, everything good, even our good works come. If great shows of power happen before our very eyes, okay. Could happen someday. But what is said along with them, that is what we have to scrutinize. Because if what is being preached and taught there are all about prosperity and the good life, not from God, he would have had a long wait if that was the case. The dead stay in their graves, don't they? Unless God does not wait for us, but acts on our behalf. We can only, because he first does, we can only do because he first has, each and every moment of every day. When God created Adam, he was just a lump of clay, until God breathed into him life. We are only dead sinners with no spiritual life at all until he breathes the Holy Spirit into us. Yes, the Bible says he saved us while we're still sinners. He gave us faith to trust in him for life. He gives, we respond in faith, which is not on our own, but always in him. And he gives us the good works to do right in front of us, and even the will to do them. So yeah, just do what is in front of you. That is God pleasing. Don't hold out for some sort of spiritual revelation, some a sign, or because there won't be. At least not from God. The sign from God that we need has already been given for us in the whole world. Jesus said a wicked generation asks for a sign. He said he will give them a sign. They will have the sign of Jonah, his death and resurrection sign, the sign of the cross. Repentance, Jonah was called to preach in Nineveh. They did and were saved because Jonah preached grace by word and not shows of power. Jesus warned us that in these latter days, many false prophets will do seemingly great shows of power, but their words will be not his. And there have been, and there will always be false prophets leading people away. More are on their way. Just watch TV and you'll see many. Also, many regular everyday people talk about all these spooky little happenings in their lives as if this is how God works. It is not God. God does not rattle the leaves and say, "It is a sign for you to sit under that tree." He does not send a beam of sunlight through the clouds on a particular church that you should attend. God works openly when he does these things, for the whole world to see, so that no one will have an excuse, yet never apart from his word will he do it. Test them to see. What do they say? If these that do these seemingly great miracles deny salvation by grace alone through faith alone, then it is a work of the devil. If these false preachers call you to trust something you do, to work your own salvation, to decide for Jesus, they are indeed false. The Bible says we are born dead in our sins. How can dead people do anything? God waits for no man. He does not wait until you raise yourself from the dead, as if we ever could. He creates new life in us. He saves. Yes, as our text says, it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This sounds like we need to call first, but Paul asks us in Romans, how can they believe if no one preaches, and how can someone preach unless they are sent? How do they know who to call upon unless someone preaches? No one is born with the knowledge or the ability to call upon God in faith to be saved. God the Holy Spirit creates faith in your dead heart by raising up preachers who preach grace by faith, all because he, God, wills it. A miracle indeed. What greater miracle is there than this? All of you are walking miracles. Peter stood up on Pentecost and preached repentance and salvation by grace through baptism. Baptism removes sin. Baptism into the name of Jesus. He preached one in whom they could call upon. They were already in Jerusalem for religious reasons, yet they did not know whom to call upon to be saved. God raised Peter up to tell them. It is Jesus, and they were saved by water in his name. This day of Pentecost has never ended. It will not until its prophecy is fulfilled on that very last day. The Holy Spirit's church will prevail, and the gates of hell will not succeed. He always has a remnant who will not bow to the gods of this world. The truth is out there. because he sends it. The truth is here because his word is here. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, to remember those who died fighting in an earthly war. But today is one to remember those who have fought the good fight of faith. All war is part of that fight. Any fight is against sin, death, and the devil. We have already won, though, because Jesus has already won. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And the dead will rise as well because of this day, because the Spirit raises the dead and speaks life through the Son, though those who were once dead in their sins, they will live. We will be reunited with those all fallen, because the Lord and giver of life will raise us up on the last day. Remember and be glad. All sadness and loss will be turned into gladness and great gain. We gain life. Amen. And may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.